Good morning, Robinson Jewelry. This is Paige.
Hey, Paige. Good morning. It's Garrett with RDI. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Good.
It's another beautiful day to sit on a mountain of diamonds, but I was hoping to chat with Brett real quick. Is he around?
Okay. Yes, just a moment, please.
Oh, thanks.
Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, Brett. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
Always fantastic. You know, fighting a good fight every day. Trying our best. Trying our best to navigate these waters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's challenging.
It can be. Sometimes it's a layup, and when is it a layup? It's never a layup.
Yeah.
It's always a,
sometimes it is.
Always yeah, a, sometimes. Sometimes a hurdle. But so this guy is shopping you, huh?
Yeah. In fact, I had just sent him a text seeing if he was going to plan to come in today, and he's texted back and said he's pursuing other options. Said your price seemed high to others in the area, so
which is odd because
done.
Our price is good. But I'm glad that you stood firm. And it's like the problem is, I'm really glad that he's an expert in comparing lab reports.
Yeah. And it's a hard argument to make.
It's very hard.
You know, because you just sound, you know, you sound fickle on your end. It's like,
right. It's
well,
kind of like
if we could
you
put
know,
the two diamonds together, we could compare and maybe talk about why this one's different price than that one. But
right,
that's not going to happen. You know, we're not going to get you're not going to get two diamonds from two different stores together.
Right.
So
no, it's not going to happen.
It's just a matter of comparing documents and thinking, well, here's what we got.
Well, it's tough. I mean, I'm dealing with it currently. Like I said, a cert shopper. People have to understand that you didn't pick your spouse out of a stack of licenses. You didn't go, oh, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6 foot tall, handsome.
Yeah.
I'll take that one, right?
Yeah.
And that's all a report is a way for Brett and I to communicate, and for you to identify your diamond. It doesn't in any regard tell you whether or not it's pretty. So in this specific situation, it's on a 350 HVS2 round for $50,000. And she went online and was like, I can get one way cheaper. And I went online and looked, and they're garbage. And it was so funny, this specific customer came into this jewelry store because she got burned by buying a 4-carat cushion on a cruise ship.
Mm.
And I'm like, you're walking into the same rake, lady. Like, you know, you're going to buy online and get burned. Hey, I mean, my favorite example on that listing was there was a DVS1 350 for less than the 350 HVS2 on the same page. And I'm like, and then you scroll down, that same diamond is listed for what it actually is worth, $140,000. So it's frustrating, and you try your best, but you know,
and it's at the end of the day, you can't win the argument because they don't understand.
Right.
It's hard to communicate. Like, I mean, this could be one of two things: either somebody out there is pricing a lot thinner than we are, or you know, they're quoting they're finding a stone that's worth less, even though it may match up certificate-wise.
And that's the thing. Like, even we're looking at SI2s, JSI2, you know, like, there's that category in and of itself is insanely ambiguous. My wife wears a J, it's white. There are yellow, warm J's. There are SI2s with dead center black that look like I1, especially now. SI2 as a category is riddled with I1 material.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if I price something out I1, it would be cheaper. But GIA isn't stupid, albeit a bit corrupt in its thinking. If people aren't buying I1s, well, that looks more like an SI2 to me, you know. So it's rough.
Yeah.
But anyway, I always appreciate the effort. If you want to hold them for the weekend, no problem. I'm actually going to be in tomorrow. I'm going to take a respite and maybe maybe do some casting if the weather is nice enough for me to get out there.
Okay.
But let me know. Is there anything else that you're working on?
Nothing at the moment.
No. Well, we'll turn it around. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
But again, thank you.
So
let
me
know if anything.
Send it back next week then.
Yeah, that's fine. And if you do end up talking to the guy again, remind him you get a lifetime trade, right? There's other services that you provide, and I doubt you were. He's going to end up with something that says what it is, but it isn't. So it's all you can do.
Yep.
So.
All right.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.